Hello class, this is Greg Calhoun. We're starting a new semester, 2021 fall semester, ever-increasing word training center, and it's going to be a blessing as an instructor to actually be in a position again to teach this class. I count it a privilege and an honor to be an instructor, and I don't take this assignment lightly. And I thank God that you're not going to take these classes or this school lightly, because I'm letting you know up front from experience, I was one of the charter class members. These classes will definitely change your life and ministry. Amen. So take heed of the things that we're going to be studying. I'm going to do some housekeeping items first before I pray. Just some things I want to kind of go over. I'm not sure if you guys have books or manuscripts of the books, because I know last year that was an issue. It wasn't brought to my attention whether or not they secured any more books. But as you know, the book that we're teaching from is The Spirit of Honor by Bishop Tudor Bismarck. All of my test material will be coming from my lectures, which comes from the book. But if you do not have the book, as long as you can go back and listen to the lecture, everything in the class will be, or not everything, but the material from the test will be coming from the class session. So if you don't have the book, it's not going to hinder you in being able to pass the class. And I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the classes, because not everything that's going to be said you're going to catch right away. So the good thing about these classes being virtual and online, you can go back and you can listen to those classes anytime you get ready. And they can help you in the area if you're taking your quizzes. Another thing about quizzes, we have quizzes each week. That's going to be posted after the class session the next day. Make sure you take those quizzes, because that's the only way we know that you're actually online listening to the classes. And another key factor is all of my exam questions will come directly from my quizzes. So every quiz and every exam, those are going to be the same questions. I'm just going to be pulling questions from the quizzes. So a lot of times students ask for, you know, a study outline for an exam. My answer to them is study your quiz questions. So I post a PDF of all the quiz questions. Go ahead on and print that out or copy it out and use that later as a study guide for your exams. Let's see what else I need to cover. I may not always give you time to find the scripture. I may just go straight to the scripture as I teach because of a lack of time. So if you don't, you know, what you can do, because we're electronic, you can go ahead and pause when I said turn to scripture such and such, or if I give a scripture reference, and then once you find it in your Bible, unpause it and we'll be on the same page. So that's one way of doing it. I know in class I used to tell the students, you know, just write it down and go back and read it later. But because you're looking at this after I record it, you can always pause. Let's see, that should be it. Feel free to email me if you have any questions. You know, you can email me through the website. I try to get back with students in a timely manner, but if not, just keep emailing me. And I try at least every day or every other day to look at my emails. Stay on board until you graduate. I hate it when I see a student fall off the truck before they finish the course and finish the school. So make a commitment to stay focused in these classes, and I'm looking forward to seeing each and every one of you at graduation. And above all else, stay connected to this apostolic anointing under Dr. Leroy Thompson Sr. All right, that's all of my housekeeping items. I wanted to get that out the way. We're going to pray and get right into the lesson. Father, I just thank you. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for all my online students. I don't see you, but I'm with you in spirit, and I trust God that this class is going to be a blessing to you and to many others that you share this teaching on the spirit of honor. And as always, Holy Spirit, if you don't show up and make your presence known in my teaching, I'm going to fall flat on my face, because I'm completely yielded and submitted to you. And I trust for your help to come to come to me as I teach. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. I'd like to welcome you to this class session on the spirit of honor. Each class session will focus on first what honor is and what honor is not. We will focus on training and developing those people in the body of Christ, which is yourself, how to properly learn how to sow the seeds of honor. One of the things you're going to hear me say quite a bit is you have to sow honor. Your time, your talent, and your treasure, which is your money. You know, honor is more than just lip service. You know, saying I honor my man of God, I honor, you know, my pastor, I honor those people who are in leadership. But you have to learn how to submit properly, how to yield, and recognize there is a benefit in walking in the spirit of honor. I can testify that in my life. I've been a member of Word of Life for probably going on 31, close to 32 years, and God has richly blessed my wife and my family over the years. I mean, supernaturally, you know, connection does make a difference. I'll say this and I'll move on. I've been retired almost 3 years now, retired when I was 59. Don't really have to work another day in my life because God's blessed me. And it's not nothing I was seeking after as far as monetary, but when you follow and flow in the anointing, the blessings of God, as the scripture says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things you desire will be added unto you. So let's move on. Okay. All right. The first thing I want to talk about here is information plus revelation will equal impartation. I'm going to repeat that. That's not a test question, I don't think, but I want you to understand it. Information that you're going to receive from this class, and not only just this class, but all the classes, you want the information, but you also want to get the revelation from that information. Together, that's going to put impartation on the inside of you. You must receive the information, but without getting the revelation, there will be no impartation. Without impartation, there will be no anointing. There will be no mantle released upon your life. You know, what you want, you, one of the things in honor is as you sow honor into the apostolic source, which is Apostle Thompson, okay, the anointing that's on his life comes down upon you by sowing seeds of honor into him and by demonstrating honor. That's so very important. Let me move on. We need the revelation and impartation that is available to us in the apostles class. And by sowing seeds of honor, it will help you to receive from the apostles class so much better. Every one of the instructors, all of our classes point to apostle. We're here to help you better receive what he is ministering. And this class in particular, one of the things I want to say is that it's so very important that even though you're online, I know you can go to LeroyThompson.tv and you can actually sow a seed into apostle anytime you get ready. But when we had classes on the campus, students would go up to the altar and sow when apostle would come to the stage. That's honor, and we'll talk about that. Now we're virtual, but you can still sow virtually, you know, because people who sow into the anointing receive more than those who don't sow. So I want to encourage you in that aspect to, even though you're virtual, whenever I'm away from Word of Life Christian Center in Darrell, last week my wife and I were in Houston visiting with my wife, my son-in-law, and my two grandchildren. I just had another grandchild that was born this past Tuesday. But anyway, as we listen on Tuesday, we still sow, because we know the importance of sowing seeds into the anointing. This is a statement here that I want you to remember. It's not going to be on your first test, but you will hear it again. There is no greater seed than an honor seed. It will produce the greatest level of harvest in your life, greater than any other seed that you can sow. I'm going to read that again. There is no greater seed than an honor seed. It will produce the greatest level of harvest in your life, greater than any other seed that you can sow. You know, honor seeds are very, very important. Honor is the atmosphere that you breathe in an apostolic environment. What I mean by that is, we're living here on earth. We need oxygen to survive. I remember once when I was working, I was a part for a brief period of time of a fire brigade unit, and we would have to do training with put a respirator on and with a 30-minute bottle, and they would black out your mask and go into a smoke room. And I had to depend on that oxygen that was in that tank for my survival. Because if I were to take that mask off, I would be breathing smoke, and I would have choked. They would have had to come and drag me out of there. But in an apostolic environment, in order to thrive, you need to function and operate in honor. Because honor is the structure of honor. You know, when you honor your man of God, you're going to begin to see great and mighty things take place in your life. Amen. All right. So as I stated, honor is the atmosphere we breathe in order to survive, flourish, and thrive, and to make forward progress in your life and ministry in the apostolic government of God. You must learn how to properly sow seeds of honor. Honor will enable you to triumph and to prevail and to win in an apostolic government. We're in apostolic government. And what I mean by apostolic government, you got the fivefold ministry gifts. The Bible says how the government is upon the shoulders of Jesus. And then from there, there's apostle, there's prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. That's the government of God. And in order to survive, thrive, and flourish in that government, there must be honor. Amen. All right, let me move on, because my time is being well spent. People without honor usually walk in dishonor, just like people in the military who don't understand honor, protocol, you know, levels and ranks. In many cases, because of their misconduct, they get dishonorably discharged. You don't want to be dishonorably discharged from an apostolic government. And what I mean by that is, not that you get dismissed, but you miss out on the benefit. You miss out on the blessing. You don't want to become AWOL in the things of God. You want to be standing at your position, serving your man of God with honor. There's nothing greater than serving in an apostolic environment and serving your man of God with honor. You know, the benefits, believe me, are astronomical. People, like I said, people without any honor usually get dishonorably discharged from service because they do not understand ranks, they do not understand levels, positions, and protocol. They do not have the proper code of conduct and do not follow orders. When you operate in the spirit of honor, you learn how to follow orders. Whatever I'm told, like right now, I'm on an assignment. You know, I'm at my house in my living room, the only one here, my wife is at work, but I'm on an apostolic assignment for my man of God. And the protocol is to teach this class and don't go over the time limit. And I'm not going to do it. I got timers set, and when they go off, you're going to hear them. I'm going to acknowledge them. Let me know I got 2 minutes and 1 minute left, and then I'm shutting it down. because I understand order and I understand following instructions. That's so very important. Just like a fish can't survive in water without gills, you cannot survive in the apostolic government of God without displaying proper honor. I've talked about that enough. Without showing honor, we cannot operate and function in the apostolic government of God. We need to first learn certain key principles. And we're going to get to these more. I'm just kind of basically introducing this subject today. But we first must honor God, honor the apostle, honor the prophets, the pastors, teachers, evangelists, those people in fivefold ministry gifts. That's very important. That's the apostolic government of God. And then we also need to give honor to whom honor is due. And what I mean by that is honoring the elderly, honoring the government, your mayor, your governor, the president of the United States, those people who are in positions of authority, the police officers, those people who have been given a delegated authority to execute judgment in our behalf. We're going to talk about that in Romans 13 chapter later on in these classes. But every layer, every level needs to be honored. And we need to know how to show proper honor at every level in order to walk completely in the blessings of God. Amen. That's very important. All right, let me move on. And I think I might have stated this already. You must sow your time, your time, your treasure, and your talent into the man of God or into the anointing or to your pastor. You know, you might be right now submitted to your local pastor, but it's very important that when you're given an assignment, you take it and you look at it as an assignment from God. And, you know, God delegated him over you. And one of the things I've learned, people have no problem respecting and honoring God. But a lot of times they have issues respecting and honoring God's delegated authority, you know. But what they have to realize, if you don't honor God's delegated authority, people God has placed in your life and who's preaching and teaching the word and putting a foundation under your belt, if you don't honor them, you're really not honoring God, because they were sent by God with an assignment just for you. And that's so very important that we understand that. Amen. All right. Because my job as an instructor is to provide accurate biblical instruction and information on the spirit of honor so that you can be able to receive every word that comes out of the apostle's mouth. Look at my class as a prelude to apostles' class. What I mean by that, when I say prelude, just showing you how to better receive from him by honoring him as a man of God. Amen. All right, let's move on, because my time is well spent, and I just on page number 2. All right, with all that said, I'm trying to see a key point. Okay, honor releases the blessing of God on your life, all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. Dishonor releases the curse, poverty, sickness, debt, nothing going well in your life. In the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 26 and 2, it says, as the bird by wandering and as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. Excuse me, just wiping my brow a little bit. The curse always has a reason for coming. You know, it doesn't come causeless. People say, I wonder why things aren't working in my life right like they should. Could it be it's because you're not properly operating in the honor that you need to be? There's always a reason why people have bad circumstances and things come to their lives. And a lot of times it's an honor problem that's the root of the cause. Amen. So now let's begin to sow seeds of honor that we may allow the blessings of God to come down on our lives and abide. I'm going to read a verse of scripture in Galatians chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. And like I said, I'm going to just start reading it. You can pause, find Galatians chapter 5, 6 through 10, and read along with me. And I'm going to have some paraphrases in there, some things I added to better illustrate what I'm sharing. Let him that is taught in the word communicate. That word communicate means to reciprocate by sowing into their lives. Let communicate unto him that teach it in all good things. This is actually showing honor. Verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that sow, that shall he also reap. So whatever you sow, you're going to reap. That's just a spiritual law of sowing and reaping. Verse 8. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth unto the spirit shall But he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap everlasting life. Okay? Let us not be weary in well doing. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. Give up, that word faint not means to give up, cave in, and quit. Verse 10. For as we have therefore opportunity, now this is key, pivotal, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You can sow a do good seed into the apostolic. You know, when I never forget, I think it was Dr. Dollar, he brought in the principle of a do good seed based on this verse. Sowing up so that the blessings can come down. And we're going to talk about that, and that's coming out of Hebrews 7:7. But anyway, let me move on. As I stated earlier, there's always a reason why negative consequences and occurrences, which is the curse, keeps happening in a person's life. Could it be they are not properly honoring the men and women of God that God has placed in their life, or any leadership authority that they've been submitted to? Your boss at work. If you disrespect your boss, you're not going to be blessed. You know, even though you may not necessarily always agree with them, but you still have to respect and honor them, honor their position. You know, I use the illustration of a police officer a lot. You know, a police officer, when we leave church, there's a police officer at the corner, and he's there directing traffic. And he is in what is known as delegated authority from the city of Gonzales, from the parish of Ascension, from the state of Louisiana, to the United States. So he has backup in every level. Yeah, when he holds his hands up and says stop, in your car you can actually run him down. But believe you me, the city of Gonzales, the parish of Ascension, the state of Louisiana, and even up until the National Guard and the armed forces will hunt you down, and you will pay the consequences for your disobedience and your dishonor. That's getting back to, honoring those who are in authority. Amen. Anyway, one key point, and this is, you're going to see this on the test, and my time is really moving. When you put your mouth on a man or woman of God by speaking wrongfully and negatively towards them, you have just sown a tremendous seed of dishonor. Read that again. When you put your mouth by speaking negatively or deceitfully, or dishonoring your man or your woman of God, you have just sown a tremendous seed of dishonor. One of the things I've learned is something Kenneth Hagin used to say. If I can't say nothing good about a person, it's best to say nothing. Don't put your mouth on a man or a woman of God. As I stated earlier, people don't have a problem respecting God, but not respecting God's servants, apostles, and prophets, this is dishonor. If you don't respect the servant God has sent you, you're not respecting God. All right? Let's move on. So the key point I want to point out here is you never want to put your mouth on a man or woman of God by speaking negatively toward them. This is tremendous dishonor. Honor needs to be displayed in your life, in every level, and in every circle of life, from the White House to your personal house, from showing honor to your parents to children showing honor to their parents, to showing honor to civil and governmental authorities, teachers, bosses, mayors, judges, governors, you know, and the commander-in-chief, which is the president. And most importantly, the men and the women of God, the fivefold ministry gift, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Showing honor to the elderly is especially important. You must show honor to those who are in spiritual authority, you know. And like I said, even the elderly, you know, there were times in the Bible where people disrespected the elderly, and there were consequences. Amen. As I stated earlier, there are levels, ranks, and positions of delegated authority with differing anointings. We are not all equal. Not, you know, a lot of times people see them as being equal with, you know, somebody. And I say equal by having the same rights and the same privileges and responsibility. No, that's not the case. We are not all equal. You need to learn how to tell the difference and know who's an authority so you can properly show honor to those who are in authority. Amen? Members in the body of Christ are not all equal. Ask Miriam and Aaron. They thought that they had a right to speak, especially Miriam, into Moses' life because of the fact that Moses married an Ethiopian woman. Moses was commissioned and sent out by God to set the children of Israel free from Egypt. Even though Miriam and the author in the book, Bishop Tudor Bismarck, go into great detail about this situation. Even though Miriam was Moses' older sister, and she was commissioned actually by the queen to watch over Moses, she still did not have a right to question Moses' authority or Moses' decision concerning his personal life, because that was between Moses and God. And God called Miriam and Aaron on the carpet for speaking against Moses because of his marrying of an Ethiopian or a black woman. Amen? All right, let's move on. All right. Here's another important point. Sowing seeds of honor is an established kingdom principle based on the spiritual law of sowing and reaping, which is found in Genesis 8:22. And I'm going to read Genesis 8:22. It says, "While the earth remained, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease." So the law or the sowing and reaping, sowing seeds of honor is an established kingdom principle based on Genesis 8 and 22, which I just read, you know. And every time you sow a seed of honor, there is reward. There is blessing coming out of the seeds that you sow. Okay? Another key point. You never want to go before a man of God empty-handed or with not having a seed to sow or blessing him. It's normally customary when you're around dignitaries that you always bring a gift or present a gift to them. Whenever the president goes to England or other people come to this country, it's just customary that they present a gift, you know. And so you never want to go before a man of God empty-handed. A good scriptural reference for that is found in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verses 6 and 8, and I'm going to read it. "And he said unto him," this is Samuel talking to his servant, "Behold, now there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. All that he says cometh to pass, surely cometh to pass. Now let us go hither, peradventure he can show us our way that we should go." Okay, notice he said that the man of God, which was Samuel, was an honorable man. Then in verse 7, his servant says, "Then said Saul," now this is Saul, "this then said Saul's servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the now this is Samuel speaking to his servant, I'm sorry. The bread has been spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. We have, what have we? So this is Saul asking his servant. And then the servant says, and the servant answered and said, Saul, again, he said, behold, I have here in my hand a fourth part of shekel of silver that I will give unto the man of God to tell us our way. They went before Samuel with an offering of honor. And that's so very important. You never want to go before a man of God empty-handed. Always have a seed. A seed will produce a seed will meet any and every need. Amen. All right. Galatians 6 and 7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. 1 Corinthians 9 and 11 says, if we have sown unto you spiritual things, it is a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things. In other words, men and women of God are sowing into us spiritual things. The word of God teaching us how to walk by faith, teaching us how to keep our bodies healthy and our immune system strong in this day and age of COVID. So if and they're sowing spiritual things into our lives that's helping us both financially and physically. What the scripture says here in 1 Corinthians 9 and 11, if we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? In other words, your money seeds or your gifts that you're giving us in return for what we're giving you that's blessing you. Amen. That's called reciprocating. Amen. Let me move on. You also sow honor to your man and your woman of God when you start applying the scriptural principles that he or she is teaching you on a daily basis for your life. Every time you go to your midweek service or your Sunday service and you begin to apply the principles that's being taught from scripture, from the word, from the pulpit, and you begin to see manifestation take place in your life, that's honoring your man of God, because there's no greater blessing than to see somebody that you had an opportunity to minister to begin to reap the benefits of the words that were sown. As I said, I was at my daughter's house this past weekend, daughter and son-in-law. They recently bought a beautiful two-story home, probably, you know, over 4,000 living area, beautiful yard. It's just, you know, immaculate. And I made an effort to let my daughter know how proud I was and how, you know, all the training, teaching, and her sitting under the apostle and everything up to this point, and letting her know that what you're experiencing now is a result of you honoring me and me honoring my man of God, conveying things to you, passing it on, and now it's your responsibility to pass those same principles and teachings on to your children. Amen. All right, let me move on. With that said, what I just said, this is another key point that you'll probably see on your test. The anointing of God always flows down from the head to every part of the body of Christ. When you position yourself and align yourself properly and honor the apostolic source, which is your man of God, in your life, that anointing will flow down into your life and elevate you to another level. So the anointing always flows down. I'll give you a scripture reference for that. In the book of Psalms 133 and 1, it says, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Verse 2 says, it is like the precious ointment or the anointing upon the head that ran down upon the beard of Aaron's beard that went down to the skirt of his garment. Okay, that oil is very symbolic of the anointing. And then it says in verse 3, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion, For there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. Just like the anointing oil that ran down from Aaron's beard to, from his head to his beard and to his whole garment. When you position yourself properly and honor the apostolic source, when I say apostolic source, we're going to get into that more in detail in other lessons. But that's your man of God, the person, you know, and I need to clarify this. There is a heaven to earth connection. The apostle has that heaven to earth connection where he's hearing God and he's getting information and instructions from God. He's feeding LTMA pastors. He's feeding all of those people who are under his leadership. And then that anointing flows down from God, from heaven, to apostle, to all the LTMA churches, and to the members of those churches. The anointing of God always flows down. So when you position yourself properly and you know how to receive and honor properly, you will be blessed. Amen. And the reason being is because of Hebrews 7:7. My time is running short. Hebrews 7:7 says, without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And that's called upward giving. When you sow up, the blessings of God come down. When you sow up, the blessings of God come down. Amen. So that's so very important. It says, yet beyond, this is another, the Amplified version of Hebrews 7:7. He says, yet is beyond all contradiction that the lesser person who is blessed by the greater. But in order to be blessed by the greater, you got to sow up. Amen. And in conclusion, I only have a few more 43 seconds here, and that one's going to be going off in a second. I want to illustrate the point that it's not, like I said, you sow your time, your talent, and your treasure. It's not just sowing monetary seeds, but sowing whatever. Alexa, stop. Okay, I got two more minutes. It's about sowing seeds of honor into the people God has put over you. Sowing your time by, right now I'm sowing time, whatever talent, whatever teaching ability. It's not about me, but it's about me fulfilling the will of God for my life. And when God spoke to me some 32, 33 plus years ago, and he told me, when I was sitting in Word of Life in the second church, way in the back, right next to a pole, he said, this is where you need to be. In other words, the Holy Spirit told me I needed to be sitting under Apostle Thompson. At the time, he was not an apostle. He was a pastor. But over the years, I've watched him sow into his man of God. I remember him sowing $20,000 into Kenan Hagin ministry. And immediately after he did that, I said, Lord, I thank you. I'll have the opportunity to sow that amount into my man of God. Well, that has come to pass more times, more than once. But I had an example, and it's so very important to follow the examples. And a lot of things have to be caught. You can hear it, but it can be taught, but you have to catch it. And you catch it in your spirit, on your inner man, and you purpose in your heart that I'm going to do what God called me to do, and I'm going to honor those people God has placed in my life. Amen. And with that, my time is up. 40 minutes and 28 seconds. We will see you next week. I trust that, you know, your week is going to be blessed, and all your classes, you're going to receive everything that you need from the instructors, and especially from Apostle. Amen.